Unlocking Secrets: How to Get People to Tell You Everything. Author: Dr. David Craig. The Secret Nature of Secrets. Any information that is hidden from you is considered a secret. The very topic of secrets carries with it a certain mystique and intrigue in the minds of most people. Across most cultures, secrets are an elusive and very complex phenomenon that are naturally a part of everyone's life. We all have secrets, and it's natural that people want to keep some information hidden, or told to just a very few. There are two terms one should be aware of first. 1. Secret keeper. The person or entity that has hidden information. The person or entity is keeping a secret. 2. Secret target. A person or entity who is intentionally not provided hidden information is called the secret target, as they are targeted or disadvantaged by the secret. Secrets can be divided into two primary categories. 1. Self-focused secrets. These are the type of secrets that can be defined as information that is kept secret by the secret keeper, with the view of some self-benefit. 2. Other-focused secrets. These are the type of secrets that are kept by a secret keeper for the benefit of another person or entity. Other-focused secrets are kept by individuals and also entities such as companies, organizations, and governments. Science in the art of unlocking secrets. Elicitation is both a term and a tactic used extensively by government intelligence agencies, covert operatives, and undercover agents to describe the subtle verbal extraction of information from persons of interest. Put simply, elicitation is a conversation with a learning agenda. Secret agents and spies who use skillful elicitation techniques are able to learn a great deal from the person of interest who, if questioned directly, would refuse to provide that information. A secret keeper is likely to refuse to answer direct and obvious questions about information that is hidden from us. We just need to use different tactics and elicitation lines to successfully do this. Elicitation is not about intimidation or coercing information from a person, nor is it about causing the person to fabricate information. It is about uncovering the truth that's wrapped up in a secret form. If we elicit the information correctly, it will be an enjoyable conversation for both the secret keeper and the secret target. There are two categories of elicitation, as there are different elicitation tools applicable to each category. Direct elicitation. This is a type of elicitation process where the secret keeper is aware that you are attempting to learn their hidden information. This can occur in more structured settings, such as an interview-like situation. However, it may also be conducted in a less structured environment. For example, by a parent wanting to find out information from their teenager without the process seeming like an interrogation. Indirect elicitation. Indirect elicitation, by its very nature, a more superstitious activity that directs elicitation. With direct elicitation, secret keepers are aware that you are attempting to obtain information. In contrast, one of the primary goals of indirect elicitation is to obtain information from people without them being aware. Unless a person has been specifically trained in counter elicitation or is extremely private and introverted, indirect elicitation is an effective tool on most people. By investing time and using a variety of techniques, it is possible to access most people's hidden information. Indirect elicitation is not a sinister practice, and it can form an important and proper part of parenting, teaching, or business acumen as well as a person's social life. Getting engaged, hook, line, and synced. There are three types to follow to rapidly engage a person with hidden information. Elicitation hook. An elicitation hook is a conversational technique used to immediately hook the secret keeper into a conversation. It's to get past hi and into a conversation. The elicitation hook needs to get the secret keeper to reply. Where possible, it should consist of two parts. 1. A statement you both agree upon, followed by 2. An adjoining question to prompt the secret keeper into talking with you. To select a hook, use your human instinct, life skills, and observations of the environment and of the secret keeper to assess what is the most important issue in their mind at that particular time. That way, you will be able to tailor your opening statement with something that you both agree on, and then insert your question to evoke a response. This should make selecting a hook easy. An effective hook causes the secret keeper to immediately agree with your opening statement. You are non-threatening, have something in common, and are on the same side. Then importantly, your question seeks their opinion, which in their mind verifies they are considered important to you. And unless they are straight out rude, they must engage in conversation with you. Elicitation line. When engaging with the secret keeper, you may choose to use just one or a combination of lines throughout the conversation. You'll definitely notice when you are using the correct lines, as the secret keeper will light up and really start to talk to you. The flattery elicitation line is most effective when it's delivered subtly and where possible via a third party the secret keeper identifies with. Sinker. You and the secret keeper now share a good rapport, but the next time you meet, you don't want to have to start at the beginning. Now you start looking for sinkers to synchronize the positive feelings and close rapport from one conversation to a new conversation. It is ideal to commence your next conversation in exactly the same way you ended the previous conversation, so that interaction starts as positively and warmly as the first one ended. To do this, we want to reaffirm the interpersonal platform of sharing by reigniting the positive aspects from the first interaction. To do this, as you are talking with the secret keeper during the first conversation, look for parts of the conversation where the person acts very positively or reacts by suddenly sharing information. These are sinkers. The READ model of elicitation. READ is a handy acronym which sets out for easy steps to follow when you are attempting to unlock hidden information. Each step is as critical as the others and relies upon the previous one being undertaken. Regardless of the situation, to ensure your best chance of success, you should follow this model. Step 1. Research and access. The more you know about a secret keeper, the better you will be able to tailor your engagement. This will in turn increase your chances of success. Regardless of whether you are simply eliciting information in a one-off chance meeting on a plane or a cafe, spontaneously speaking with a client, patient, or child, or alternatively undertaking a well-planned and complex elicitation strategy to obtain vital investment information, the initial stage of research and assessment remains critical to your success. This will assist you to set an effective hook, cast elicitation lines that are likely to work favorably with the secret keeper, and build rapport when you first meet. A research and assessment phase may only last a minute or two, or take several weeks. You can observe the secret keeper as much as you can, taking a mental note starting with their clothing to any cards or name tags that are visible, and start there. A brief assessment is sometimes all that is required. Be confident in your gut feeling about your assessment. Sometimes you may get it wrong, but on most occasions, you won't. Step 2. Engage the secret keeper. Engage is the operative word and means more than just having a conversation. You need to really get the person talking and break down any dialogue resistance. At the end of the conversation, the secret keeper should feel a connection with you and have thoroughly enjoyed talking with you. The engage step is about having a meaningful conversation, and it's critical to really get the conversation flowing, not about the secret itself, but any mutually interesting subject. Don't worry or rush to make a connection. This will occur during the conversation as a result of using this method. Step 3. Access the hidden information. If you have used the techniques described so far, you should be well on your way at this point to transitioning smoothly to accessing information based on the close rapport you have developed. However, regardless of how good the rapport is, you can't be having an engaging general conversation about the public transport system, personal relationships, or a major news issue and then suddenly ask a pointed question focused on the information the person is keeping secret. Even if you have really connected with the person, an abrupt question about the secret may shock the secret keeper and cause the person to raise their defense. This can influence the person to keep the conversation at a superficial level, or worse, still reflect on whether you have a hidden agenda, which of course you do. Your goal should be for the secret keeper to voluntarily tell you what you want to know without you having to ask any direct questions about the hidden information. Use conversation gates or segues, and the secret keeper will feel a connection with you. The secret will naturally seem to come up in conversation. Remember, there is a natural urge for secret keepers to share, and this process simply facilitates the pathway for the information to flow to you. Step 4. Divert the conversation, depending on the nature of the secret. When it is shared, the person will sometimes feel a sense of regret and vulnerability, often after the conversation. The person may also feel used or that they have been betrayed, or may have betrayed themselves or others by sharing the information. Regardless of the circumstances or motives for accessing the secret, we always want the secret keeper to feel positive about the interaction, even when the person reflects back on what has been shared. To do this, it's imperative to round off the interaction and take the conversation well away from the secret area. This will serve to minimize any internal conflict the person may feel and also ensure the person is willing to discuss that secret or another secret with you in the future. Go for it! You are now armed with the knowledge you need to find out all sorts of information from all sorts of people. However, this new knowledge needs to be put into practice to be developed into an effective skill. So, start with simple conversations in everyday situations and go from there.